Good morning. All right, so I'm going to try a little experiment here, and you guys actually might be part of that experiment. I'm going to ask everybody here, if your name is as old as the Bible, raise your hand. So Jeremiah, there we go. Ruth, yep, a whole bunch of ones. Dan, where's Dan? Right there, Daniel. What's that?
Daniel.
Yep, and so what, do you guys have any names that are as old as the Bible that you know of? No? Any Belteshazzars here? Any Nebuchadnezzars? Could I have a Shadrach or a Meshach or a Abednego? Some names have not stood the test of time. We just haven't carried those ones on. But there was a Daniel over here, and that's who I want to talk about this morning. It's about Daniel. So Daniel was a guy, long time ago, smart guy, ended up working for a king who I think was a little bit crazy. So one day this king had a dream, actually had lots of dreams, but he had a dream, and he went to his wise men and said, hey, want you to interpret my dream. They're like, no problem, tell us what the dream is, and we'd be happy to interpret. He said, no, this time around, you have to tell me my dream and then interpret it for me. And they're like, nobody's ever done that. Nobody can do that at all. And so the king, like I said, he was a little off his rocker. He said, well, if you guys can't do it, I'm going to have to dispatch all of you. And dispatch is a euphemism for taking them out. Anyway, they were all going to get taken out. And Daniel got wind of this. And he's one of the wise men. So he and his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were kind of under the same thing, like the next day. And so he goes to the king and says, give me a little bit of time. The king says, all right. So he goes and he prays. And he has his buddies pray with him too. And sure enough, God answers that prayer, gives him the dream, and gives him the understanding for that dream. Like, wow. And so he goes back to the king. King, here's the dream. Here's the understanding for that dream. We have that written down today. That's in Daniel, the second chapter of Daniel. And I'm going to recommend you guys, that's not the only time that Daniel kind of gets himself into hot water. He was a great guy. There's most of the people from the Bible, they had some really bad stuff that they either did or whatever. But Daniel was pretty much a stand-up guy. But there were many times that he found himself kind of up against the wall. He was going to get eaten by lions. His buddies were going to get thrown into a fiery furnace. He was going to get taken out just for being wise. But he went to the Lord in prayer. The Lord answered his prayer. So what does that have to do with us, with you? So I think it has a lot to do with us, because I think Daniel is kind of an example of the fact that all of us, has anybody here ever had kind of a rough spot in life? Yeah? Anybody? We've all pretty much had rough spots in life. And if you guys haven't had one yet, you're going to go through one. And Daniel, I think, was a really good example, because it wasn't just the rough times in life. He went to God. He went to God all the time, about everything. And, you know, he was just faithful and had good communion, a good, great relationship with the Lord. And during those times, he was really confident that God was going to be able to take care of him in the midst of whatever trial that he was going to go through. So, you guys are going to go through some trials here in life. I would strongly recommend that you look to people like Daniel in the Bible and other people and people who sit out here. And you could even ask one of them, hey, what's a rough time that God helped you get through? And I bet you they'd have a cool story that they can tell you about that. So that's what I have for you today. Thanks for coming up.